Kia ora, thank you very much, Nicola. This is Morning Report. So to politics, and the three coalition parties have been delivered a pretty shocking political poll result just 5 months into their government's first term. Last night's One News Varian poll put National on 36, that's down 2 points, and ACT down 1 point to 7. New Zealand First dropped 2 points to 4, below the margin needed, of course, to remain in a parliament, if there was an election, of course. On those numbers, the coalition parties would not have the numbers to form a government. As for the opposition parties, well, Labour is up to 30. The Greens are up to 14. And Te Pāti Māori is steady on 4%. On the assumption Te Pāti Māori retains its current electorate seats, the left bloc would, on these numbers, be able to form a government. For more on this, we're joined by our political editor, Jo Moyer. Good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
All right. What sort of alarm bells are ringing in the beehive this morning? Are they raging?
Look, it's 5 months in at this point, and that kind of tells you two things, really. One, it's too early to kind of matter, but also it's a bit early for your polling to have you turfed out of government as well. Look, I don't think that this will go unnoticed by the coalition government, but you know, in reality, this is one poll. It's very early on. We don't have a lot of good, consistent polling either, so it's hard to get sort of a good sense of some of those trends sometimes. You've got 8% undecided in this and a margin of error in 3 in this poll as well to keep in mind. So, look, it's hardly sort of pack up and put the white flag up and move yourself out of the beehive territory. But, you know, Christopher Luxon will be looking at this and he will be wondering and thinking about what has contributed to this.
How much of this is about political management? So I'm thinking in the way in which the smoking legislation cropped up, you've got issues around the fast tracking with Shane Jones and others, you've got food and schools, a number of things which may be unpopular. Have they failed to manage these properly and the expectations around this, or is it a case of the economic conditions simply not having improved?
Look, I think it's both. I think voters vote based on different things and like parties based on different things as well. Some of those issues that some people would raise as being problems, some of them were campaigned on as well. And the coalition will tell you that in terms of the fast tracking, you know, the government said that they were going to come in. They wanted to get things moving. They were going to make stuff happen. So that might not be seen as a negative.
Yeah, and if they're cutting ribbons in a year and a half's time, that might be a different story.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've talked at length about things like the smoking legislation and that not being signalled and that being problematic. On the other side, talking about the economic stuff, look, that is a problem, and David Seymour has pointed to that. You know, he put out a newsletter to his supporters last night saying that, look, alarm bells, Labour could be back in 2026, but he put it down to that inflation hangover and the debt from the last government. So they're pinning it to that in particular. And if you look at the economic outlook out of that One News Varian poll last night as well, optimism down 3 points to 36, pessimism up 7 to 26. So that's telling a story as well.
Yeah, and the problem for Christopher Luxon is he promised to get the mojo back in terms of the economy. Now, how long do you get for that? Obviously, at some point they'll be looking to the economic cycle to turn, interest rates to start falling, people to start feeling a little bit more optimistic, but there's pressure there.
Yeah, I mean, how long is a piece of string, right? You know, some people are going to be eager for this to feel better at home, to not have all of that weight at home and you know, getting groceries on the table and petrol in the car and all of that stuff that has been a problem for people for a long time. Households have been feeling this for a long time. Some people will give the new government time to settle in, get some of this stuff changed, if that's what actually is going to happen, you know, if they're pumping this money into the economy and we're going to see some change. Others, though, will say it's been too long.
Well, that raises the question then around the budget and just how much pressure is now on this budget, which was already shaping as a very big budget when you think of the cuts that are being made and the size of the government, which they're trying to shrink a little bit. But the tax cuts, I mean, the expectations around these politically now are pretty high.
Oh, 100%. You know, all eyes are on that budget now. If they weren't already, well, they are 100% pointed on that budget, which, you know, is only a month away at this point. I think what's going to be interesting with that is that, yes, people are looking to see what happens with that with the tax cuts, because that's all that's been talked about, let's be honest. In saying that, though, I've talked to plenty of people outside of Wellington who say the tax cuts they're not something that people are talking about. People in the regions, they're not talking about it. It's not something that people are going, oh, these tax cuts are going to arrive and they're going to save everything. I don't think people are talking about tax cuts as much as the government thinks people are talking
well,
about.
Well, I wonder about that. So the narrative here, and again, this is around political management, and has the narrative that the difficulty for National and the government is they are cutting, and there are jobs being cut in the public service, and that is they are filling up bulletins and news stories. So the narrative is quite negative.
Exactly. It's 100% negative. It's hard to find a positive story when you have got a coalition government that is going about repealing, rewinding, cutting. And, you know, like I said, they campaigned on a lot of this stuff. And the thing is you have to do some of the stuff in order to kind of get the wins down the track. And that's been well signalled by Christopher Luxon and Nicola Willis as well. But for those people who are grabbing small sound bites out of the news or know people who are affected by public service cuts, it does sound pretty negative. And that, you know, that's opposition territory. It's the opposition who's meant to be going on and on and on about how negative it is. But it's actually hard for the coalition government at the moment to spin that as a positive because of what the substance is of what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, the question then is when will they stop? Because they know, their strategists will know that they're burning political capital early in their term. At some point, will they stop and look to try and focus on a more optimistic program?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen Christopher Luxon with this new way of doing things, the quarterly targets. We're seeing these, you know, KPIs coming through. And a lot of them are just sort of, oh, we'll attempt to do this and we'll talk about that. And there's not a lot to them. I would anticipate that some of those will start to become more substantial further down the track. I think there's too much being done at the moment, too early on, to kind of rework, I guess, and reset some of the stuff from the last 6 years, that there isn't a lot of room to be able to throw money at the new stuff. But that will have to come. And some of it will have to come in the budget as well. There is going to have to be room for something. You can't deliver a budget on May 30 and it only be tax cuts and there'd be literally nothing else, because the other problem is that you're going to have people looking to see what's been cut in that budget. And if people are upset because programs and things that they think are important in their communities are gone in that budget as well, that is going to create some problems too.
Joe, we're pretty much out of time, but a very quick comment just on the opposition. How much do you think they'll take great heart in getting to 30, Labour, the Greens? They're both up, but they'll also know everything we've just talked about, that it's only one poll.
Oh, they'll be very realistic about the fact it's only one poll. And yes, they might be feeling good, but look, it's a long way to go and plenty of water to go under that bridge yet.